January 16th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, faith becomes compromised when concerns of the world take over the heart. This is where trust must take over. Trust is the watchdog of faith. The challenge of personal holiness is to always keep a watchful eye over trust. For when trust is compromised, so too is faith. Trust is open to attack when the soul begins to rely on human effort more than on me. Always believe in my omnipotent power, which can take charge over any situation. Armed with a strong virtue of trust in me, the soul is able to do battle with evil. Every soul is fair game to Satan, who considers the spiritual heart his challenge. Prayer, especially the Mass and the Rosary, are your best weapons in exposing and defeating Satan. When the soul does not pray enough, he has a more difficult time in recognizing evil. So it is. You have evil in politics, government, entertainment, and more. Pray for faith anchored on trust. This is the way to discern Satan's action in hearts and in the world. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.